The Moments, Tim Durko, and a big screen adventure you'd forget. Tickets are just 285 kwacha and available now at Mando Hill and Digibonza stores. Don't miss the biggest family movie event of the year, the Smurfs movie premiere, proudly brought to you by Butterfly.
After the Butterfly experience, parents and kids will never be the same.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam? Or cutting some hair at the barbershop?
Nakeh's Welcomes initiative of enrolling intern teachers in schools. Government commits to strengthening mental health systems. And funeral held for Kenyan blogger whose death in police custody sparked violent protests. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chinoba. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed the call by the Zambian National Education Coalition, ZANEC, for government to employ intern teachers, calling it a progressive step towards building an efficient and modern education system. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says that this initiative will give more chances to those whose attempts to join the civil service have not been succeeding. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa bemoaned that most rural areas have few teachers, resulting in an ineffective teacher-pupil ratio. Adopting this initiative can reduce staffing levels in these areas, as well as schools hit with low staffing, said Dr. Chansa. He has therefore urged government to consider the initiative and ensure that once these interns are deployed, they are considered whenever there is a teacher recruitment, as a way of motivating teachers awaiting to be recruited.
This is a very, very important a proposal, especially that we still need more than 80,000 teachers, especially in rural areas. We still have certain schools with only one or two teachers manning all schools, and this is not good for quality education. And employing this initiative can reduce the inadequate staffing levels in these areas.
Muhapwa Nursing Service and Credit Cooperative Chairperson Hilda Shasulwe has urged the government to allocate more resources in support of retired health workers, emphasizing their potential to address persistent challenges in the country's healthcare system. Speaking during RCV's Community Forum program under the theme The Importance of Retired Health Workers, Ms. Shasulwe pointed to the growing nurse-to-patient ratio as a critical concern, calling for innovative approaches to ease the burden on the current health workforce. Retired health workers can play a vital role in delivering home-based care, bridging healthcare gaps, and correcting misconceptions within communities, said Ms. Shasulwe. She highlighted that involving retired professionals could provide valuable mentorship to newly trained nurses and create opportunities for the many nursing graduates who struggle to secure employment in the public sector. Ms. Shasulwe stressed that retired nurses are uniquely positioned to extend healthcare services beyond traditional institutions, particularly to vulnerable and undeserved populations. She further urged policymakers to recognize retired health workers as key assets, to invest in and develop initiatives that empower them to serve as critical links between the formal health system and communities in need.
But of course, God is for us. We are going to have an institution where we are going to have a nursing home, and nursing home will require nurses to come in. So we'll be an employer to many of those nurses that are out there. They are not there it's not because people want to be bribed, but it's because the places are full. There are too many nurses graduating at any given time. As we had no issue because the nursing schools were few, but now the number has grown, and we don't have where they can go.
The Ministry of Health has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening mental health systems in Zambia, recognizing mental health as a public health priority. The ministry has also commended mental health advocates for their vital role in influencing policy and raising awareness. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary, Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimbi, said the government, through the National Health Strategic Plan and in line with the World Health Organization's Comprehensive Mental Health Action Plan, is implementing initiatives to improve mental health services. The ministry expresses its appreciation to advocates who have been championing mental health awareness and education, and their efforts are instrumental in shaping national policy and creating a more supportive environment for mental well-being, said Dr. Lishimbi. His remarks were delivered in a speech read on his behalf by the ministry National Mental Health Coordinator, Gabriel Lungu, during the graduation ceremony of the Mental Health Advocacy Training Program held in Lusaka yesterday. Meanwhile, Zambia Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, National General Secretary Esther Zulu highlighted the organization's long-term vision to support mental health in Zambia. Ms. Zulu revealed plans to construct the Zambia YMCA Rehabilitation Center, a facility designed to offer holistic care and support to individuals facing mental health challenges. Nalolo Town Council, NTC, has awarded a contract to Western Goods Foundation Business Ventures to install streetlights on the newly constructed Moyo Road at 1,861,412 kwacha. The Moyo Road connects from the Nalolo District Council barrier on the M10 Mongu Senanga to the Palace of Her Royal Highness, the Litunga Lamboela Chieftainess Mbuyu Imwiko. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says phase one of the project will cover the installation of the streetlights over a stretch of 1.5 kilometers out of the entire 3.2 kilometer stretch of the road. The contract was signed on June 26, 2025, and is expected to be completed within 3 months, and the site has since been handed over to the contractor in readiness to commence the works, said Mr. Kandimba in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. The local authority is optimistic that the street lighting project, once completed, will help enhance safety for the people, especially at night, as well as add beauty to the newly built road infrastructure in Moyo.
Nalolo Town Council has awarded a contract to Western Goods Foundation Business Ventures to install street lights on the newly constructed Moyo Road at 1,861,412 kwacha. The site has since been handed over to the contractor in readiness to commence the works. As the council would like to aid the contractor to quickly mobilize and ensure that the project is completed within the stipulated time frame.
In African news, 1 month after his death in police custody, Kenyan blogger Albert Ojwang was laid to rest on Friday in his hometown of Homa Bay. Thousands of people turned out to pay their respects to the 31-year-old journalist whose death sparked violent protests after an autopsy report discredited police claims that he died from self-inflicted wounds. Ojwang's death at Nairobi's Central Police Station reignited long-standing public anger about police brutality across the country. Coming up shortly, Hamas says it delivered positive response on U.S. Gaza ceasefire plan. This and more, stay tuned.
People are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
Another rest of the news. Hamas says it has delivered a positive response to mediators on the latest proposal for a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal put forward by the U.S. The Palestinian armed group said on Friday night that it was seriously ready to enter immediately into a round of negotiations, but it did not confirm whether it accepted the terms. A senior Palestinian official told the BBC that Hamas had requested several changes, including a halt to a U.S.-backed aid system and a U.S. guarantee that the war would not resume if talks on ending the war failed. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed the call by the Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, for government to employ